Good afternoon, good evening, good metal. My name's Coop and welcome to the Spoken Metal Show. This episode we're going to be talking about probably one of the most important shows that I've been a part of, and one of the shows that of the Metal on Merseyside has been part of and put together, and maybe one of the most important ones for quite some time within Liverpool. That's the show No Mersey. This is a whole day show, and I'm going to be talking through that. I'm going to be talking kind of why I think it's important, why I think you should be getting to it, as I always do with a preview show. But also, I'd like to talk in bigger terms about how this represents what a marvellous start to the year, and how this year will be the best year for metal Merseyside has ever had. I want to let that hang in the air for a minute. If you disagree, put it as a comment on social media. Tell me a better year for metal than this upcoming year, and this year we've just started now, 2024, for metal in the city and in Merseyside. I just don't believe there has been, and there's quite a few events going on which I'll touch on. And kind of, under the umbrella of metal within the city, it is one of the best times to be involved in the scene. It's absolutely flourishing. And my friend Ned, one of my cohorts with the Metal on Merseyside project, wrote a wonderful piece, which I will touch on and pull things from, about how it is most definitely one of the best years coming up now, this year, in metal in the area. And it really is. When he broke it down, I was blown away. And this isn't covering everything that's going to happen in the year, but some real sort of signpost and tentpole moments which are going to happen. And there's shows in January. Obviously, there's a show where Killer Nova are playing at the Outpost, which I'll get into at another juncture. But it really starts for us on the 2nd of February. And 2nd of February is what we've put together as the Show No Mersey, the pun being the Mersey and Mercy and the whole Slayer thing, get it? This was put together with UK Slamfests and the wonderful Joe Morton. We've had him on the show. You know my love for Joe. Knows no bands, bounds. The bands he's been in, there you go, the bands he's been in, and are in, are just some of my favourite music that's coming out of the region. And what he's doing, it was a completely obvious choice to work with Joe to get UK Slam Fests involved and work with them to try and bring this event to fruition. So it's really great to have Joe on board. He's been doing work with Metal on Merseyside previously when we launched it, and now obviously he's extremely busy in the bands that he's working in and with UK Slam Fest. So it's really nice to have Joe involved and be a big part of this whole project. So what was the whole intention? Well, the whole intention was to, and I'm speaking as one of the people involved in the Metal on Merseyside project. There are others, and I'll cover those as we go on. And it was to bring together bands that were kind of from the area to prove that there was a scene, put them alongside up and coming bands that are probably going to break through and make a really big name for themselves, alongside other bands that you may have not heard of and very, very new bands. Put them all together to show the sort of the past, not that it's really the past, but the past, the present and the future of metal within Merseyside and within the scene. If we want people to go to shows, if we want people to support metal, we have to break it down as to what the fuck is going on and, what the music scene actually is, and give it a real, point of reference to understand its history of how we got here and what's coming up as well. It's not hard to understand that, if you understand your scene and know what's coming in the scene, it's easy to get excited about it. There's more chance for you to go and check out new bands, go and check out new venues, go and check out new artists, help promoters. If you understand kind of what's going on, a lot of people don't realise some shows go on. I see it all the time where I post about a show or I go to a show and the next day someone goes, oh, I wish you'd told me about this show, or I wish I knew this was going on or that was going on or whatever it may be. And this is why this is so important. So these bands are all from this area. And I'll work in reverse order before we get to the headliners, and break down possibly why you would want to check these artists out. So the first one is the opener, Spitfire. And they represent, for me, personally, they represent the new This is a brand new band. I think they've got about four singles out. We've heard Idle Hands and such, and we've heard them. They're very exciting. I told them at a couple of shows, it was a very exciting thing that they were a really nice vibe to them. It's kind of, it could go out anyway. You know, their album, I'm so looking forward to what their album brings. I think it's going to be fucking brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to that. But they're a new band. They've a handful of shows, four singles, just finding out what's going on. They're the beginning. They're the exciting things that are coming out. And so them just makes complete sense. It makes complete sense what you'll find from the bands that I'm going to go through here. Is they're all very different. And that's the other thing that I want to show, is that there's a variety. It's not like there's a whole bunch of, you know, grind coming out of it, or black metal, or you know, or anything like that. There's a wonderful dichotomy. There's a wonderful smorgasbord, if you will, of metal out there that's coming. And this Show No Mercy Festival is an example of that. So then we've got Utopia. Now, it's okay. Do you know who Utopia are? Anybody? That's okay, because they're very new, and you might not know. They are the epitome of one of the best-kept secrets within the scene. It's technical metal, yes. You know, anybody that heard the Stalker album will attest to that. But it's Chris Reese from Corrupt Moral Altar, with Aaron McSporran doing the vocals from Virum and Vivas. It's wonderful. And it's amazing. You'll probably never see Corrupt Moral Altar ever again. You certainly won't see them in the area. And this is the start of the next thing within that. This is Utopia. This is going to be special. They are going to be very special. Be really on the lookout for them, as to be one of those bands to kind of blow people away. People are not going to believe how fucking good this band is. And that's the other side of it. These are these hidden gems. These people, they're doing amazing artistic work out there. And really kind of, you know, that well-known, you know, that's the truth, you know, and we need to change that. We need to educate you that these are these wonderful technical bands out there. And then we've got Novacrow. Now, you know, my love for Novacrow knows no bounds. Like, it knows no bounds for a lot of these people we're working with, a lot of these bands on the bill. But why Novacrow? That's the real question, because there's a lot of bands to choose from. Well, Novacrow, they're nothing like the other bands on the bill. It's kind of, you know, horror rock, you know, it's amazing is what it is, you know. And the work that they did winning you know, the Metal to the Masses and going on to Bloodstock, and the fabulous work that they did there, the fabulous work they continue to do, and Kitty is a front person, and the work that she's doing, and the work that Freddie does as you know, producing and not just playing bass, this is a wonderful band. This is a wonderful band that above anything else, are wildly entertaining. Because why? They have a whole clutch of songs, and they've got a superb live show. It's nothing like the other bands. It's a superb live show. Novacrow, it's almost easy to put them on, because we know that the people absolutely adore them. I do. You know, I've had Kitty on the show, Freddie on the show. Where I've done the special where we covered their album, Look At Me Now, which you should check out, because it's just wonderful at all kinds of levels. And there, you know, it seems like such an easy choice to put them on. And then you've got Imitation. You know what I mean? And what I've talked about this band. You know, they're one of those bands. They will, if they haven't already, I mean, anybody that saw them supporting Obituary at the O2 will know what I'm talking about. They are complete. They are ready for the headlining slots. They are ready for the big rooms. It's a crossover into that next world of whatever that looks like. Now, Spitfire representing the new, Utopia representing maybe the unheard and the hidden gems, Novacrow representing kind of metal to the masses and kind of, you know, that kind of whole entertainment side of things and a wonderful live show. Crepitation are complete. They are exactly what they need to be. It's ridiculously great sort of, you know, death grind, if you will. I know I always describe them differently every single time I talk about them. But Crepitation are just, you know, one of those bands that you're in good hands when you're watching them. You know you're going to be in good hands. I've talked about Steve's playing before being amazing. And like I keep saying, you know, supporting Obituary, you can't fuck around when you do that. You can't fuck around. You've got to be solid. And the crowd were fucking, that was an amazing, anybody in that crowd And in that pit where it would, you know, that was amazing. This perfect kind of support for the headline and act. And Crepitation now is just, it's one of those bands that they're an entry-level band for that style of music as well. I do consider that, but they are going to fucking, they're going to be absolutely superb at this. So we've got Spitfire, we've got Utopia, we've got Novachrome, we've got Crepitation. What the fuck do we do with, what? Who headlines this shouldn't work? It's obvious. It's Conan. Why? Conan, you know, they don't play, as they said themselves, they don't play Liverpool as often as they would like. It's time for them to come back to their city. It's time to come back and show that we have, you know, bands playing in our city, in our area, that maybe don't play in surrounding areas, because there is a scene here now. There is a scene growing, you know. And Conan, I mean, God, where do you start? It's fucking incredible. You know, 2022's Evidence of Immortality, you know, it's like, you know, Levitation Hoax, and, you know, Let's Hope They Play Hawker's Weapon. Of course they'll play Hawker's Weapon. You know, they're fucking amazing. It's Caveman Battle Doom, if you will. And, you know, they've been going since the 2000s, and they now solidify themselves as being, and they toured with all kind of, a whole bunch of people, Bellwitch and Max and Igor and kind of Black Label. And, you know, they played amazing sets at Hellfest, and you know, they're just, they came from our city. It was born from our city and born from our area. And now the other side of what we're showing, look what we've created, look what's gone before and is now successful. And all of these bands are following a very, you know, a very similar path. And what we wanted to show you was that look at this beautiful thing, as I often say, look at this beautiful thing that we have in our city. Look at the amazing things that's going on in our area. And that's on February the 2nd at the wonderful, once again, we've chosen another venue, a district, because that's a great venue as well, to showcase the venue as well. The venue's a wonderful venue. It's been very, 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 very cool people. It's a great place to play. That is going to be fucking reamed. It's going to be absolutely packed. Who's not going to want to see Triumphantly Returning Conan? Who's not going to want to see Crepitation and Novachrome, Utopian Spitfire? These are fucking great bands, all playing for your entertainment. And this is one of the things that Metal on Merseyside has been doing in the background. I know sometimes we're not that type of sort of project where we're always posting every 5 minutes. It's not really kind of that. We post, you know, sporadically important, but there's so much fucking work going on with the team behind the scenes. I cannot tell you. I want to talk later on maybe another show about kind of the team as well, and what we're doing, and new members that we've brought in to kind of do that. But also, if that wasn't enough that, you know, you're getting to see a returning Conan headlining show on Merseyside, being supported by Crepitation, who are absolutely the height of the powers, with Novachrome, with one of the best live shows and best clutch of songs I've seen a young band have for quite some time. The absolutely astonishing Utopia that you'll never see. You just won't see as often as you should do. And then opening with Spitfire, you know, the one act that you absolutely should check out. If I can't tempt you with all that, during the day, the first ever heavy metal on the airwaves symposium at Liverpool John Moores University will take place. It's, you know, it's a sold out event featuring an appearance by the one and only Loz Guest, you know, head of music at Planet Rock and DJ for Planet Rock and Kerrang. And this is fucking amazing. This is what we were talking about. As we can put gigs on, but there are wonderful promoters out there putting a ton of gigs on. This is a gig we're putting on with UK Slamfest, and this is a wonderful show, but there are lots of promoters out there doing that, so we didn't want to do too many of them, because there's some great promoters doing, let them do what they do best. So what we do best is these kind of symposiums. They're always really well received, and it brings together, you know, academics and practitioners interested in relationship, in this case, between rock, metal, and radio. And it's going to be a wide range of informative talks and lively debates, as they say, some future of a medium that still has a pivotal role in this dissemination of hard and heavy music. What the fuck does that mean? Well, it means that, you know, radio, metal, the multimedia concepts, these all need exploring. You know, is radio still relevant? How relevant is it? What elements of it? You get into, you know, Loz Guest, is you know, is ahead of music of Planet Rock Radio. If you're in a band and you play rock or metal in any kind, you want to know what he's got to say, you know, and we want to ask questions and go, okay, well, what's going on with the scene? You know, what's heavy metal on the airwaves? What does that actually even look like? How does that work with streaming media and that type of thing? How the fuck does that even work? You know, so, and along with a bunch of other guests as well, and kind of breakout talks and what have you. And that's in the day. You know, you've got a whole, I'm going to be at all of this event, and you're going to see me, you're going to be sick of me, I'll be taking videos and launching all kinds of crazy things there, because this is big, this is important for us as Metal on Merseyside, as me for being part of this project, but you as fans, this is important, these things are important. We're showing you exactly what's going on within the scene, we're showing you the best bands from new, existing, and now the absolute sort of, you know, the top of the tree stuff like Conan, into our city, proving that there's a scene, in Merseyside. That is the start of February. That's February the 2nd, and that's how we're starting. And then, so I wanted to kind of take this a little bit further and talk about some other things that were brought up in Ned's wonderful blog piece and kind of expand them about great things happening this year, of which starts, personally for me, on the 2nd of February with Show No Mercy. And one of the first things is, you know, the return of the Video Nasties. And I mean, you know, the Video Nasties, and what can we say? Anybody that's heard anything on the Nasties knows that, you know, they released a whole bunch of stuff on APF Records. They were, they're an incredible band. You know, the back end of last year saw your first new music since 2021 with the Harvest of Flies. You know, and it's like they say, like it says in the piece, it's creepy John Carpenter inspired black and roll metal. It's wonderful. It's right up my alley. I should really let, you know, if the Nasties are listening, I'm on the show and talk horror. And we did the horror symposium. It was really wonderful. We need to talk horror in the Video Nasties. You know, that is, they're returning. They're another band going to, they've already broken through. They've already got an immensely good reputation. And they're looking like, you know, the one of the most important things to come out of this entire region. And they're coming back to the music from the Nasties since 2021. We've been waiting for their music. And then we've got Dark Rain Festival. Now, I've talked about this before. I am the podcast partner for that, so you're going to be hearing a lot more about Dark Rain Festival as I talk to people involved in it, people playing it. Obviously, as we get closer to the event, I'll do more. That's going to be on June the 1st, so it's looking a little bit further. You know, Merseyside's largest metal music promoter, Dark Rain Productions. And like it says in the piece, they're hitting the ground running with their first ever Dark Rain Festival. 1st of June at Future Yard in Birkenhead. Future Yard is, I fucking adore the Future Yard. If you listen to the people running the Future Yard, please come on the show and talk about the wonderful work the Future Yard's doing. The Future Yard has become the hardest thing to become. It's cool. It is a cool venue. It's so well put together. It's so well organised. The room itself, of which there's several, but the main room may be perfect. It may be perfect sonically, the setup of it may be perfect. You know, you go to venues and there's a pillar in the way, or the sound doesn't work well, the stage isn't set up very well, you can't get to the bar, or the merch set up shit, or you can't get through to the toilets, or blah, 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 all this. I can't fault the Future Yard's main area. I can't fault the Future Yard. They understand music, and it, because of which there's a ton of indie bands that are now, that is on their 100%, you know, we must visit list. Of when they come over from other countries, and they're coming over to play the Future Yard, and it's, I saw Alpha Male Tea Party there, not necessarily metal, I suppose, but still, you know, pretty technical, and they were fucking brilliant, and a good chance to have a look around at Future Yard. This is going to be fucking special. This is the first all-day heavy metal festival of its kind in its region. Like the piece says, like I keep saying, if you want to read the piece yourself, you can see it on Metal on Merseyside and the various places I've reposted it. Will take place across two stages, no clashes, and unique. And it's got an after-show party as well. It's hosted by none other than James from prog metal Behemoth's Tesseract. You know, who's not going to fucking... Honestly, and I... Now, there have been some confirmed acts for the festival so far. You've got Indian metal, and you, once again, you know my love of Indian metal. There is a fucking amazing scene sprouting up from India. I've got to get over there at some point in my life because it's... And there's a wonderful load of stuff coming through. And we've announced Godless, you know, coming over. It's like death metal, and it's fucking brilliant. Please check out Godless. They're gonna, when was the next time you're going to see fucking Indian death metal? You know what I mean? The fuck, you're never going to see that get to this fucking show. You know, and then tech metal's represented with Unfathomable Ruination. You fucking hell, you know, that's tech death. It's fucking incredible. These are just... You know, early on announcements, the headliners haven't been announced yet. And representing local music for local people, as well as, you know, kind of these sort of established acts, you've got Witch Eater and Reclaim. Now, I've not seen Witch Eater yet live. I might get to see them before this festival. I should do. But I've been listening to them. Reclaim, I've seen them a few times. And Liam, as I've talked about before, is playing on is fucking tremendous. Reclaimer just getting better. But every single time I see them at the show, they've absolutely picked apart each song and reapproached it and fucking absolutely really zeroed in on what they're doing. They're going to be fucking brilliant. This is without the full lineup announcements and you know, there's going to be early bird tickets coming up soon. That's in June. That's Dark Rain Festival. And then there's another thing that Metal on Merseyside are going to be doing, and this is really exciting. So this is the inaugural exhibition of artifacts from the Metal on Merseyside project. So what's that mean? Well, first of all, we're going to host it at the Dark Earth Records. You've seen me post many, many times about Dark Earth Records because I love it to bits. Dark Earth Records in Wallasey, the other side of the water, is doing some wonderful work. They've had some wonderful events there. They had a ghost stories thing. They've had all kinds of these live shows. Remember when I put those videos up of them of Carnal Rot playing there? Dark Earth are 100% people that we'd like to be involved in and like to work with. So we're going to put a kind of a whole exhibition on. And now, so that's scheduled for the summer of 2024. So, and what we're trying to do is provide an insight into the work that goes into sustaining heavy rock and metal and how the media used to promote events and how that's changed. So, you know, everything from sort of the 70s and the 80s sort of posters and that type of thing, all the way up to the modern age. Now, I can't say too much because I don't want to spoil it, but there's some really exciting things there. It's going to be the first of our exhibitions. We're gearing up to a much larger exhibition, but this is one that I think is going to be very special. I'd really like you to get to this. I'll be working on curating and doing some bits and pieces with this as well. This is going to be special. Getting it back to more bands, we've got Ogun's World of Hate. We're blessed with a lot of great acts, and thrash seems to be particularly one of them. Devil's Henchmen, Reaper, these are all fucking grade A, amazing thrash acts. But Ogun returned. We've had, you know, Andy on the show. I've had a ton of people from Ogun on the show. And now I consider them, you know, Liverpool thrash metal royalty. You know, they started in 2002 and had that big return in 2022, you know, with just some amazing performance. They are fucking incredible. You know, and they've got a new full-length record coming out in 2024. World of Hate should, you know, some point this year is gonna drop. I'm very privileged to get sent early stuff from. I've heard some snippets from World of Hate, and holy fucking shit, it's thrash metal perfection. I think I'm even guessing on it, believe it or not, in some way. I think I'm. Don't let that put you off, though. It's gonna be fucking epic. This is one of those bands that, you know, this is the other side of it. It's the bands that we thought we'd lost. Returning to a scene that's blossoming, returning and rightly getting the interest and the involvement they should do. Ogun will be massive. This album will be essential. You know, The Devil's Henchmen, you know, that last album was fucking incredible. The work that Reaper are doing is incredible. Thrash metal on its own, absolutely peerless at the moment in Merseyside. It's absolutely fucking unreal, and Ogun's drops this year will be fucking something special. I'll be doing a ton of stuff to involve with that. I'm going to get Andy back on the show because I love him. Andy's at every fucking gig. Every gig. You just don't see him at gigs. He is fucking there as a fan because he loves it, and it comes through in the music. Now, shameless self-promotion as always. We're going to be having the Spoken Sessions. And that's, you know, that's something that I've wanted to do for a long time. Well, what the fuck is that? And like this whole post and this whole, you know, this whole pod is me explaining what the fuck a lot of this stuff is. So what's the Spoken Metal Sessions? Well, before we get into that, earlier on, we talked about things that happened last year. And last year I did my first ever show live, which took place in November. And it was incredible. It was amazing for me. It was so well received. And I thank everybody that was there. It was wonderful to do that live show. I'm going to be doing some more of them. That was amazing. This is a Spoken Metal Show Sessions. What's the difference? Well, the sessions really are almost like Jules Holland type of situation or John Peel situation, where bands will come and play that I curate, and they will play. The whole thing's going to be recorded. We will interview them. The whole thing will be vlogged and all the rest of it, and put out there. So I'll put the whole show, but I'll put snippets of the show so you can get a taster. You might not be from this area or even get to this area. I have a lot of people, you know, messaging from other countries going, what should I be listening to in Merseyside and Liverpool metal? This is what that's going to be. It's not going to be, you know, necessarily bands you may have heard of. These are ones I'm going to curate. It's the same reason when I used to watch Jules Holland, I still do, is I'd watch it for the couple of acts that I really liked and really, really wanted to see, and also be like two or three acts that I'd never even heard of. You know, bands from other countries, artists playing unusual music, world music or whatever it may be. And every so often I'd go, oh shit, and I'd find a new artist from that. And so that was the intention here. So the three bands I wanted to put on are Thrasher Tui. Thrasher Tui are a chef thrash metal band. Of course they are. Playing in Chef White, singing about food to thrash music, which is exactly what you want. And it's as fun as you want it to be. Now, some people may know them. You know, they're fairly quite well known, and they play quite a few shows, but they've never played Liverpool. So it's their debut. That is going to be a ton of fun to see Thrasher Tui. I put them on because I think they're great. The work Rob's doing is tremendous. The band are fucking great, and they're just a good time. It's a Saturday night. We're going to have a great time. And then Mortala. Mortala, a new band. You won't know much about them, but they are representing the new breed of bands coming through. They've got a new single that they'll be launching at the show, and they're going to be playing and talking about that. Now, they've all been in other bands, and they've all been doing other things. This is the newest version of what they're doing now. And then we're going to have 7 Days Dead. 7 Days Dead blew me away at Metal to the Masses. I wanted to see them again. I want to see more of them. So I fucking booked them. That's how it works. They are fucking great. There is absolutely zero fuckery going on with them. They are an amazing straight up metal band. No messing around. The three of those, it's such a really nice gig. I'm going to do that at the Outpost. Of course I am, because I adore the Outpost. That's going to be on the 10th of February. That's going to be a lot of fun. That show. You know, even though I'm promoting it, I will be there interviewing the bands, and like I say, I'm going to be recording the whole thing for posterity, and you'll get to enjoy it. Sorry about the shameless plug there, but fuck, it's my podcast. And then look, there's so many gigs coming up. There's so many gigs we've already had. You know, think about the stuff that went on before Carcass and Obituary and these bands coming over and playing the shows that they haven't played in some cases 30 years, hadn't played the city before. But now we've got, you know, Napalm Death's coming up. Pig Destroyer are fucking supporting Napalm Death, and you get to see them in Liverpool. The fucking last time you'd be able to say that. Never. And then you've got Aylstorm and the quite wonderful Evile. That is going to be a fucking great show, that. You know, these are all coming up. These are all gigs, you know, on the horizon very soon. You know, lots of bands are adding Liverpool to their touring cycle. That's never been done before. They're now realising that they can play Liverpool and Manchester separate points in their tour and still get great turnouts. These shows that we were talking about have been selling out. I've been selling out. You know, it's a wonderful time. So then you've also got Malevolence. Malevolence are coming up as well. And Green Lung, they all make their live debuts in the city in 2024. And it's an incredible sort of show of faith of these bands that they're willing to come because they know they're going to get treated well. And what happens is they sell at the venue, in some cases upgrading the venue size as well, which is happening a lot. And that will mean that the bookers and the booking agents will go, okay, it's worth going to Merseyside. It's worth playing Merseyside. Now, when we talk about Merseyside, why do I always say Merseyside and not Liverpool? It's because I want to, you know, cover the fact that there's a whole scene over the other side of the water too. You know, Molly's Chambers has often been a place for rock and cover bands and stuff now, but they've made moves now to accommodate new metal acts now, and they've got some shows coming up as well. Molly's Chambers is a great venue the other side of the water, with a wonderful stage and one of the best sound guys I've known for most of my life, who's wonderful, Ian Craig. And they're putting metal shows on now, and they're being well received. Why? Because there was a scene there, and it needed to be accommodated. We did some shows for the Metal to the Masses over there. We did one show over there, which was just fucking gangbusters, run by Absalons. And it just proved that there was a desire to put them there. So Molly Chambers have come back on the scene. Let's talk about Metal to the Masses. Metal to the Masses, Merseyside, we'll go again. You can't have a scene in Merseyside without having a Metal to the Masses. You can't claim, if you're in a region, that you haven't got a scene unless you have Metal to the Masses. It's just, you just can't. And you know, last year's Metal to the Masses was fucking biblically good. Ridiculous audiences. Ridiculously good audiences. Normally they're shit at the beginning. That's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. The first couple of shows, normally people don't give a fuck about. Every show was the full beans. That final show, you know, which was won by the Devil's Henchmen, you couldn't get a credit card in between those bands. They were fucking amazing. Every band was like Wall of Death, Pits, Circle Pits, everything going fucking full tilt. Every band had that. There wasn't a break. You know, and then Devil's Henchmen, then so they win, and they play the new Blood stage at Bloodstock, as is what your prize is, and blew them away. And that they're continuing to ride on the success of that. You know, by all reports, the Devil's Henchmen as well were wonderful exponents of our local scene at Bloodstock as well, which is a wonderful thing to hear. You know, and this is being run by Deathwave Entertainment and Andy. We all know Andy. We all love him. The work he does for the scene is absolutely immeasurable. And it's hard work, by the way. Think about trying. Now it's like it used to be, we can't get bands to play these shows because there's fucking so little. Now there's an amazing amount of bands. His inbox must be like, you know, the scene at the end of fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark, where there's like a billion boxes. That's the visual representation of Andy's fucking inbox. He must have fucking tons of bands. And then to sort through them and figure out the timings and the lineups and blah, 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 and then sort out the headliners. The guest headliners, fucking hell, that's a task that is, and he does it well. Metal to the Masses this year, I'm so looking forward to it. I'm so looking forward to it. Maybe the thing I'm looking forward to the most, maybe. And then, do you talk about kind of the different things that are coming up? You've got TNT Extreme Wrestling launching a TNT Music at the Zanzibar, and so that's the team behind TNT Extreme Wrestling launching in February. They're combining both live music and a club night. And the first event's going to take place on the 1st of February at the Zanzibar. And you know, you can if you're one artist, want to play that as well, you can get in touch with them at info@tntwrestling.co.uk. For a small amount of time, about a year or so, I worked at TNT Extreme Wrestling. You know, we did, started off doing some bits and pieces and then ended up doing some stage management and stuff in there. And it was wonderful. And there was a ton of bands that came out to metal. And there was a ton of people who loved the metal. You know, there's something inexplicably linked about heavy music and extreme wrestling. The end, you know, for wrestling fans, Rob Van Dam comes out to Walk by Pantera. You know, there's a ton of bands that come out to these music. And I remember the old sort of WWE music CDs used to come on. It used to be like, you know, think about Bodies. You know, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. Fucking hell. That was massive, wasn't it? You know, so that's kind of what this TNT Extreme Wrestling thing, it looks like it's going to be. I can't wait to see what this happens with this. They always do interesting things at TNT. They're very fan-driven, and they believe in looking after the fans, and they've been around a long time. You can't do that unless you believe in what you're doing and you love the fans, and this is going to be something very exciting. And then we've got, you know, Metal Meeting Burlesque. Okay, well, there's a long history of that. In Capone's in Liverpool, are playing host to Massacre. So this is sounds interesting, night of metal and burlesque dancing featuring a DJ set. That's going to be on the 15th of February. This all happened in February. So that's going to be interesting. That's a wonderful, there's always been that kind of element of burlesque that runs a lovely thread through metal. So that's going to be interesting to see what's coming with that as well. And then you've got Rough Trade coming to Liverpool. And, you know, Rough Trades, the leading independent music retailer, Rough Trades, they've announced they're opening a large new store in Liverpool. So that's going to be scheduled to open in the first half of 2024 on Hanover Street. You know, that's a 6,500 square foot store, will become Rough Trades' largest location in the UK and boast its largest venue space. I'll say that again. People that aren't fucking listening or don't think there's a scene. It will become Rough Trade's largest location in the UK and boast its largest venue space. So that's going to be the biggest place that you can buy records and merch, but also one of the biggest venue spaces it's ever done for music, for events. You don't do that if the scene isn't strong within that area. You just don't do that because there'll be no point in doing that. Isn't that a wonderful sign of what's coming up? Now, I'm just giving you an overview, more to talk about the Show No Mercy Festival, but now you can see how that fits in as a piece of a much, much larger puzzle of what the scene is like. You wanted a scene. You've created this, ladies and gentlemen, by going to shows, by selling them out, by talking about it, by showing up and being vocal about what you want to see and working with ourselves. We're all part of this. We're all part of this. And we've all worked hard and we're starting to reap the rewards. Can you see that, ladies and gentlemen? You know, Show No Mercy Festival, the Neo Nasties coming back, Dark Rain Festival, the Metal on Merseyside Exhibition, Ogun bringing new music out, the Spoken Metal Sessions, Napalm Death, Ailstorm, Evile, Malevolence, Green Lung, all playing shows, you know, in Liverpool. You know, Metal to the Masses, Merseyside, TNT Extreme Wrestling, the Spoken Metal Podcast, you know, the whole thing that goes with that, Metal Burlesque, Rough Trade coming to Liverpool. These are all wonderfully green flags of success that show that what we're doing is making a difference. And you are. I see you. I see you. You're listening to this now. I see you at shows. You know, I see the same faces. I see the people that come to the shows that put the time in. I see you. I know who you are. I know what you do. I know what you do for the scene. And I applaud you and I thank you. This is because of you. And it's the promoters. The promoters that hung in there and go, this, you know, it's hard to work here. It's hard to do shows. You need to play through the shows that aren't well attended, to play through the tough where bands cancel and you have to reschedule and stuff. I see you too. I see you too. I see the people that own the venues that come to me now and say, Coop, there's a fucking scene going on here now. They jokingly shout at me, you know, there's no scene in Liverpool, when they fucking know full there is, and that's why they're shouting it, because it's funny, because they know it's true, that there is a scene in Liverpool, it's funny to say there isn't. You know, to the bands that come and go, okay, well, we'll play Merseyside, what's it like to play there? And then they go, it's fucking great, that was the best show we've played on our tour, that was the most well-received we were. Yeah, because we've got the best fans that love the music. And to see that, and to see it kind of paying off, is a wonderful thing. 2024 will be the best year for metal on Merseyside. It will be. Now, if you don't think it will, tell me why. If you think there was a better year, fuck, tell me why and explain to me why that is. This year is special. It's gearing up to be the most important one. And you know what? Feels like probably the year after is going to be even more important. And you should be a part of that. Buy your tickets now. Buy your tickets for Show No Mercy. Buy your tickets for all these events when they come up. Support these artists. Support these promoters. Support these venues. Support the scene. Thanks for listening. Once again, I'll see you at the show.